Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Archangel Kiriel. Who journeys to you as you elevate your awareness, returning to the embrace of spirit. Where I am with you and with you always. And we come into the movement of creation, where the everlasting breath sustains us. And the many are with us, and we feel their presence, though in this moment it seems distant. For our focus is upon each other, and the divinity that passes between us. As spirit is reflected upon itself. And you understand that we whom are angelic exist in a manner unlike those of creation. Yet nonetheless, we form part of this eternal reflection. As spirit sees into the mirror of itself, and that is you, and that is I. And we have the grace of being such as we are, as reflections of our Creator, yet also uniquely conscious in our own manner. And that is because, as we have said time and time again, everything is infinitely multi-layered. We cannot define anything under the canopy of spirit as one thing only. And you understand that all meaning arrives from God. In infinite awareness. And just as we say, you cannot be too beautiful, you cannot be too wise. There is always more. That is what I am saying. Layer upon layer of understanding, of feeling, and of course, and absolutely loving. It is in keeping with the phrase that we favor. The more you look, the more indeed you see. And for we who are archangelic, the blessing in this has only one focus, one perception. And that is, the more that we look, the more that we see divinity. Within ceaseless, perpetual existence, we shall never know the fullness of God. For the divine is limitless, immeasurable. This you know and understand. And that is a very good news, do you see? For then your explorations of the God in your creation shall never cease. And that is bliss. That is bliss. And so then, you as spirit in reflection, it is the same for you. Know this to be true. You are perpetual. And being such, so too is your spirit open-ended. We may say, in one sense, you shall never reach your potential, for your potential is also limitless. And that is exquisite. You shall always gain upon yourself. Always. For creation can never be static. It must be in movement. For that is the way, and has always been the way. And though we say it often, you are in movement. Never doubt this. The human realm can mask this to a degree. but it is an actuality. The movement is, of course, always pure consciousness. And ultimately, life-affirming and love-affirming. You are so vast. And I do not speak of measurement. This you understand. Your spirit is borderless. And though every dimension of experience has its parameters, that is only perception. I see you. I know you. And I know you unendingly. And you know me in many guises, being of the one angelic mind. And I have crossed your timelines over and over in an aspect not as this, again being part of the one angelic mind. And you have known me by other names in this regard. This name is of your temple experience. It is unique, is it not? And you have asked this of me, for I take instruction from the spirit of your soul in divine awareness. And through you I see many things, and all that you show me. You begin to deepen. And you fall inward. Moving effortlessly through stratas of awareness. And though this is abstractly put, it is all held within the movement, this falling. And you literally fell into life in your physical domain. Just as you will, surely, jettison yourself from it. A sense of movement. Be as one whom is life-affirming, no matter the context. be as one whom is a palpable heartbeat of love at every turn. You bring guidance to many, and the spoken word is important, this you know. And the speech is given to come. The voice of God, no less. A reflection of spirit. And even as I speak, the rippling of your awareness flows over me, through me. And in your movement inwards, though it is figurative, the geometry of your spirit reveals to me many things. Just as love, the movement has its language, its imaging. Just as in your language, crudely speaking, to write, there must be movement within the wrist. Movement has its language. And the language is the movement. And the movement passes over the symmetry of the soul. And all manner of fluctuations occur within it. Do you see? It is intricate and very beautiful. And though it is not a language that humanity would understand, it has its formation. Precision. And influence. We are each etched upon by our Maker. That is a powerful observance. And we are etched upon still by spirit. And particularly so, those whom come into form. Where calibration is a requirement, we may say. For the journey into space and time, and the form that this creates. In this falling, you are held. So that paradoxically, it is no fall at all. It is always the outstretched hand of divinity. Upon which we rest and move. I see you. That is my blessing. And though we whom are archangelic do not evolve, for that is irrelevant, we find bliss in your movement. Your continuing perfection. The sustained breath unfolding. That is your life. And the limitlessness of which I speak. The open-ended potential. That is yours, which you shall never, complete, nor would you wish to. Remembering that the idea of completion in the greater context divinity holds no meaning. You are always a work in progress. And though perhaps this implies, by its languaging, a certain diminishment, that is not intended. Though I speak in terms of open-endedness and ceaseless expansion, understand that from the divine mind you already are this open-endedness. You already are everything you are destined to be. For the divine mind can hold within itself ceaseless potential and understand its every detail. These words are insufficient and very inadequate, and all reference to the one whom is all is inaccurate by the nature of language, and of consciousness within creation. That is why the feeling is so important, always. And your soul literally feels its way, navigates creation by it. is the same in your dimension, is it not? That you feel your way through life. As much as humanity may wish to believe, it intellectualizes and thinks its way through life. It is the feeling that takes precedence. The mind tries as best it may to interpret perception. But feeling is perception. And you understand we make the distinction between emotion and feeling. Yet in some instances, they are not mutually exclusive. Dearest, dearest ones, you have no idea, held as you are within your realm, of what is being transported to you upon the frequency of love. Your realm is an act of love, an act so creative, inventive. Compassionate. Your world is a gift to you, literally. And in turn, you are a gift to your world. It is not by your doing, do you see? Well, these words are enough. I shall remain with you. As I always have. And I am Kirael Adonai.